You Alaman, let's do the grand right and left. Right and left around the ring, walk on your heel and toe. Do side of with your lady fair, now promenade her around the square. Promenade that mountain, promenade. Now the head couples forward, you come back to the ring. You pass through and separate around the outside ring. Come back home and do-sa-do it to your corner, Alamando. Come back to your partner, you swing them round and round. Alamando left on the corner, now you walk right by your own. You swing the right and lady.
Well, so you know what Major Barnes just done? He told Mrs. Pinkley if the Woman's Uplift Club would put on a sociable and raise $500 and give it to him, he'd put another $500 to it and give the whole $1,000 to charity. Think of that.
Shucks. Bet there's a catch in it someplace.
Catch nothing. It's just because he's big-hearted, that's all. You said there's a catch in it when I give him $100 to invest for me. Don't forget that now. Said I'd never get it back. And I got it back, and $50 to boot.
Shucks.
Yes, Major Barnes, the kind of fellow we need around this here town. He's up and coming and willing to help people.
He's crazy, that's what he is.
Well, I wish there was a lot more people just as crazy, willing to spend a few dollars at the corn center merchants. Major Barnes makes a lot of money and spends it. And what's more, there's...
Howdy,
Harold. How are you?
It ain't Harold Newbride.
Yeah, something we can do for you?
I just thought I'd drop in and tell you about my new job.
A new job?
Yes.
Well, shakes alive. That's fine, Harold. Who are you working for?
Mr. Schultenheimer.
Well.
Why, has he started up in business again? I thought he retired.
Oh, he's simply the president of the company. Major Barnes is really the man behind it and is putting up most of the money. You see, the concern is being organized to handle one of the major's inventions, the Barnes Universal Duplex Fire Escape.
Got a nice fancy name, ain't it?
Yeah, but Chuck, you'll go broke trying to sell fire escapes around here. Why, they ain't a building more than two stories high in the whole darn town.
Oh, yes, but this isn't a fire escape for a building. It's an appliance for a person to put on in case he's up in an office building or a big hotel when a fire breaks out. And we don't propose simply to sell them here in Corn Center. They'll be sold all over the world. And let me tell you something, Mr. Peters. Without one of them, safety is simply a mirage.
How's that?
A mirage.
Now, wait a minute, Harold. What you mean is a garage.
No, I don't. I mean a mirage. Like out on the desert. You know, you look away out there over that great expanse of sand, and you see something moving along. Just a little black speck on the...
Yeah, I know. A sand flea. I had him myself once.
Oh, no, it isn't a sand flea. It's a man. And he's moving across that trackless waste, looking for water. He must have water or he can't go on.
Needs water, huh?
Yes. He staggers on slowly. He can scarcely move. His clutch on life is slipping. And then he looks up and sees...
A garage.
Oh, no, he doesn't see a garage. He isn't looking for a garage.
Why, of course he's looking for a garage, Harold. If he needs water and his clutch is slipping, he's looking for a garage.
Oh, but I didn't say...
Anyway, what good is a fire escape in the desert?
Oh, we're not going to sell them on the desert. I say they're for people in high office buildings and hotels. How many times have you read in the paper about a fire breaking out in a hotel and the people being caught in their night array?
In what?
Array.
What?
I said array, array.
I don't know what you said, but what you cheering for?
Oh, I'm not cheering.
Well, Harold, are you selling these here now, fire escapades yourself, or...?
No. We haven't commenced to manufacture them yet. At present, I'm selling stock in the company.
How's that?
You said you're selling stock. Stockings. Do you sell socks? Maybe I could use a pair of them for you.
No, I'm not selling socks or stockings either. If you'll keep still, I'll explain it to you.
Well, go ahead. Who's stopping you? Shucks.
Major Barnes is putting up 50% of the money necessary to organize the company. Mr. Schultenheimer is putting up 25%.
Yeah.
And the remaining 25% will be secured through a stock issue. You see, Major Barnes wants the people of Corn Center and Squidgeville to have a share in the profits.
Yes, that would be Major Barnes all over. He's a fine feller.
So what we're really doing is creating a pool, so that the person of ordinary means can get in for a small sum of money.
Oh, shucks. It won't work out.
Why, of course it will.
What did anybody want to pay to get in a pool for when they can swim in the creek for nothing?
Oh, but I don't mean that kind of a pool. It's a fund.
Shucks, you can have just as much fun in the creek.
Harold, I sort of think you're barking up the wrong tree there. Now, listen here. I think a lot of you. Let me give you some advice. If I was you, I'd stick to this here fire escapade business.
Yes.
But that's what I'm talking about.
Huh?
We have to have a number of people in this pool before we can manufacture and sell fire escapes. In other
words... Gonna sell fire escapes to people in swimming, huh?
Oh,
why,
dear. Harold, whoever heard tell of a swimming pool catching on fire?
Yeah. We're not going to sell them to people in swimming.
Huh?
We're going to sell them to...
Might as well give it up. People won't buy the dad-darn fool contraption know-how.
No, is that so? Well, we expect to sell millions of them. Everybody will want one, simply as a matter of precaution, for the same reason that they keep an antidote for poison in the house.
Anybody that'd keep an antidote in the house is a dad-darn fool.
Say, I said antidote. Suppose you swallowed some poison. Now, what would you...
Well, Harold, Ebb wouldn't take no poison. What are you talking about?
I mean accidentally.
Oh, yes.
Suppose you entered a dark room, took what you thought was a bottle of medicine, drank it, and then discovered it was ink.
Ink?
Yes. Suppose you drank the ink. What would you do?
I'd write with a pencil.
Oh, you don't...
Well, you mean you're selling ink, Harold?
No. I'm selling stock. Shares.
Oh, chairs.
No, not chairs.
What?
Not chairs.
Well,
I'm selling...
He don't know what he's selling, Zed.
Don't believe he does.
No, you dad-darn fool. At first it's stockings, and then it's fire escapes for people in swimming, and then it's ink, and now...
Yes, Harold, sakes alive. Listen, you ought to make up your mind what you're going to sell. You won't get nowhere skipping around like that.
I know what I'm selling. If you'll only give me a chance to explain it.
Well, go ahead.
Yes.
Sakes alive,
Chuck,
you're listening.
Go ahead.
Yes. Only you keep changing the subject. A good salesman ought to come right to the point.
I'm selling stock in the Barnes Universal Duplex Fire Escape Company. And there are five kinds of stock. Class A, B, and C, which is preferred. And Class D and E, which is common.
It's all dead, dear, and fake.
It isn't. It's a wonderful investment. Now, Mr. Winterbottom, I think you would be interested in the common stock, especially Class E. Because D is only sold in blocks of 100 shares, which allows E to be...
What's A?
Allows E...
See, he says so himself. It's lousy.
Yeah.
I didn't.
You did. You just said so. It's all a dad-darn fake.
Oh, you think it is, do you? Well, let me tell you something. Major Barnes is going to protect every common stockholder against loss. He's deposited with Mr. Schultenheimer in cash enough money to buy back all common stock at par value at the end of 1 year.
That's what you say, yes.
It isn't what I say. That's what Mr. Schultenheimer says. Here, just read this letter.
Yeah, I'll read it, Harry. Let me see it here.
Yes, you read it, Zeb.
Let's see now. Well, that's what it says, all right. Listen, Eb, it says, to whom it may concern, I personally guarantee to repurchase at par value all Barnes Universal Duplex Fire Escape Stock at the end of 1 year from date hereon. Signed, Otto Schultenheimer, President, Barnes Universal Duplex Fire Escape Company.
There you are. You positively can't lose. At the very least, you're bound to get your money back.
Yes.
How many shares can I put you down for, Mr. Winterbottom? The stock isn't out yet, but you'd better put in a reservation.
Yes, well... I don't know, Harold. I'll think it over. I want to get in on it all right, you mind, but I'd like to think it over, Mike.
Well, don't think too long or you'll lose out.
Yeah.
Well, I'll be back again in a couple of days.
All right, Harold, you do that. Goodbye.
Goodbye.
Yes.
Goodbye. I'll tell you one thing, Zeb.
What?
It's just a dad-darn skin game.
Don't be so dad-darn suspicious, Eb. Major Barnes is as honest as the day is long to begin with. And he's put up the money in cash to buy the stock back if it don't turn out right.
Yeah, but I'd like to see the cash.
Well, Schultenheimer's got it. He wouldn't be writing a letter like that if he didn't have it. And if you don't believe the letter, call him up. Ask him about it. Say, what in tarnation is it? What's the matter with you?
Squawking about Hector.
Yes.
Jiminy, quicker, sir. Oh, gosh.
Speak up. What is it? Can't you talk? What is it?
Oh, shucks. I'm ruined.
Ruined?
Yes, ruined. And darn you, it's all your fault.
Yes, sir.